Because of that one question, we increased our profits by 1,000% in the first 2 months of this year.
Okay, so either you were doing a very tiny amount before that, or that's massive.
It's massive.
All right, it's time for another episode of Grow the Dream. Today, out with the PowerPoint and in with the food.
Michelangelo, Picasso, whoever said that.
Howard Partridge is here, the exclusive small business coach for Ziegler.
Do it now.
And do it. It's a great show. All that and more coming up right now.
Welcome to the most indispensable show for people doing the hard work of growing your business. It's the marketing podcast by entrepreneurs for entrepreneurs. Welcome to Grow the Dream.
All right, welcome to episode 60 of Grow the Dream Show.
Monday, bloody Monday.
I don't know what that's about, but I'm pretty excited about episode 60. You don't have to clear my throat to get it out.
Yeah, but it's Good Friday as we record, so maybe there's a bloody connotation with Good Friday.
There is that, but now by Monday we've passed Sunday, which was Resurrection Sunday.
We're no longer talking about blood on Sunday.
No. Good to go.
He's not bleeding anymore. Okay. He's all right. So
wow.
This got deep real fast, didn't it?
Boom.
So quick. Coffee? Anyone?
Yeah. Moving on to coffee.
Brew of the day is Sulawesi.
I'm sorry. How do you spell that?
Sulawesi. This is a single origin coffee from Starbucks.
Sulawesi.
It's in a special bag. It's in an orange bag.
You know, I have this bag of coffee that I've been meaning to bring in for us to taste.
Don't even do that.
No.
Don't talk about something you've never brought in.
I'll bring it in next time.
How old is it by now?
I'm teasing it by now.
Okay, what is it? Yeah, no, I'm kidding you.
I know. I forget the name.
Oh, you don't remember. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to bring it
in. Well, that was a heck of a tease. You have some coffee. At some point, you might bring it in.
All right. Well, speaking of coffee, our good friend Howard Partridge is on the line. How are you this morning, Howard?
I am phenomenal, of course.
Yes, of course you are.
Yes.
What are you drinking over there? You have a special coffee you travel with?
Yeah.
Well, I'm kind of boring. I drink house blend, Starbucks blend,
that's
every
right.
single day.
Okay.
Oh, every day. That is a little bit. Well,
yeah,
you used the word already, I guess.
All right. So
maybe a little espresso in the afternoon.
Oh, okay.
Traveling. Yeah.
Sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And are you, I know you think you were in Florida again recently this week. Is that right? Are you back in Texas now?
I am back in Texas. Yes. I was in Orlando for 2 days.
Okay. All right. Well, you're at your home base in Houston. I want to get to your whole story. We're going to have a great dialogue with you in a minute, but we have a couple of news items first this morning.
Yes.
Sure.
What happened?
So we did this whole segment last week, Josh, while you were gone. By the way, welcome back. How was Italy?
It was amazing.
Yeah?
I want to go back.
Cool.
Not soon. A little while. But
where did you go,
incredible.
Josh?
We went to Rome, and then, believe it or not, this little city called Gallo Matese in the mountains of Italy, about 3 hours away. Man, this place was so remote. It was almost like a village.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
But my family was...
Sounds beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, everything there is built at least 1,000 years
right.
ago. So, you know.
Right. I love it.
It's
love
so,
it.
And the food, and the wine.
Oh, yeah. Love Italy, yeah.
Well, so. We're glad you're back. Can't wait to hear more about that. And did we learn that we've been mispronouncing Muccio all this time? Is that what we learned?
We did, actually.
Really? Okay.
It's pronounced Muccio.
Muccio.
Like Mucho Grande?
Josh, mucho.
You could say that about me if you'd like.
That's kind of more...
So are you going to change your pronunciation of it, or are you going to roll with the way it's been?
I'm still kind of... I mean, in a way, it's simpler, but people mispronounce it anyway.
Sure.
So I'm going to have to teach them the pronunciation.
You can't correct them twice. No, it's really mucho, except I learned it's mucho.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I guess...
How do they pronounce it, though? I mean...
Oh, in Italian?
No. I mean, like, when people... that don't know how to pronounce your name, try it.
Oh, Muccio is the most common
Muccio,
one.
Muccio, okay.
I
would fix that too if I were you. I'd be like, no, it's not Muccio.
There's some other really bad, what are they? Muccio? Muccio?
Okay.
No.
Like macchiato, except Muccio.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, no. My name's pretty simple, Rogers.
Howard.
I mean, ours are hard to screw up, but Muccio, I guess, I wouldn't have, I guess I
like mucho.
That.
That sounds more Italian.
Mucho?
Mucho.
Yeah.
Mucho. Because you got to say mucho. Mucho. I feel like you got to put your fingers together.
Okay. I got to say this, though.
Yeah?
My first name doesn't really exist because there is no J in the Italian alphabet.
Yeah, that's
really?
Only an I.
So I'm Osh Mucho.
Osh
Mucho now.
Osh Mucho. Hey,
I like it a lot.
We got a new name for Josh. I like it.
I'm going to have to change my Twitter handle.
Osh Mucho.
So last week while you were gone, Josh, we did this whole segment on how the FBI thing with Apple is just a couple of really big PR geniuses working this thing out in the public view.
Yeah.
We release our episode on Monday.
And then Tuesday.
Monday. Apple pulls, or the FBI pulls out.
Yeah. Oh, that happened Monday?
It happened Monday, yeah. They
With the time delay where I was, I didn't get the news till Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, you were still on the other side of the world.
I was ahead of, I don't know. Maybe.
You were ahead of us.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
It's ahead in Europe.
Apparently the FBI, either they are trying to add legitimacy to their notion that this thing is really about getting into this phone.
Sure.
Yeah.
Or
they realize that
they really want to get into this phone. Like it's like I think they're trying to convince us now. Oh no! It was about the phone and not about the president.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I don't know. It was. I had this conversation with my father after listening to the episode on Monday.
Oh nice.
It was really fascinating conversation with him. We got into talking about the establishment.
Ooh.
Had a very interesting conversation. And it was the first time that I was like, oh, that's why everybody likes Trump.
Okay, so
that's another conversation.
There's no way he's has anything to do with the establishment,
except that he's been funding it for the last 40 years of his life. So,
right.
So is Padre Mucho a little bit of a conspiracy theorist, perhaps? Just a little bit? Maybe.
No.
I'm not picking on you, Dad Mucho, by the way.
I don't know what to say.
We won't push you down that road then.
Okay. I have never seen him in that way before.
Okay. Well,
this would be the first time.
Well, in that respect, he's a little bit reflective of the American public then.
Yeah, now in this election cycle.
He's not a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah.
He's not. But, you know, with the way things are going these days, you kind of have to at least consider those. And so that was kind of why we had the conversation.
Excellent.
If the establishment does exist, which let's not assume that it does. But if it does, Trump might be a good alternative to that.
Well, that's what people are hoping. And yes, it does exist. And, you know, there isn't like a formal membership where you join and sign up and there's a board of directors.
Well, there might be. You know, the Council of Foreign Relations.
There is
CFR. I don't know. Whatever there is, Hillary's in it. That's all I'm saying.
Yes.
Well, we try to avoid politics on the show.
No, we don't.
In the sense that.
That's a lie.
In the sense that we don't, you know, in endeavor to support particular candidates or parties.
We don't get all partisan about things.
But we are looking at. How does this stuff affect small businesses? And so, and how, you know, how do business owners and entrepreneurs end up being affected by a landmark court decision like what's going on with this Apple case? So this is why we're watching it. So it'll be interesting to see where that goes. And
what else happened this week?
I'm very fascinated that you had this discussion following listening to our episode last week.
Oh, it was so good.
I had exactly the first time we went around on this issue a month ago or something. I can't tell you how many people talk to me about it because, you know, we social media the program and all, and people who hadn't actually talked to me about the marketing program at all, but either they listen and that one was what really prompted them to talk to me about it, or they listened to that one when they saw the title.
Well,
but it created a lot of conversations that hadn't been existing with
everybody's got an opinion on this, and you should.
I agree.
You need to be paying attention to it. That's for sure. I think for a lot of people, though, they actually weren't paying attention to it.
Right. Well, if this case drags out because of delays, it makes it more likely that the presidential election will influence who's on the court if this thing goes up to the Supreme Court, which is why
I hadn't considered that
this election matters so much. One of the reasons.
Okay,
so that's our news thing for the week.
Anything happened in marketing this week?
I'm sure it did. I don't know.
I don't know, because I'm anxious to get to our guest.
I am too. Howard, we're so thrilled to have you here. We teased this show. We've talked about you for a couple of weeks. You are the exclusive small business coach for the Ziegler Corporation, which means that all of the efforts that the Ziegler organization is doing to reach out to small businesses hopefully end up where you are. So I wanted to have you on. We talked about this a long time ago, having you on the show, and I'm just really glad that you're with us today, man. Welcome.
Welcome.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah. So let's do this. For the sake of our listeners who may not have run across you before, you've got a couple of books already already published. I know you're working on one that I'm very excited about, but we're going to keep that quiet.
The best books have yet to come, right?
Oh, well, maybe.
That's exactly right.
Actually, I think it's more than a couple. He's got at least four.
In the works?
No, that he's written.
Oh.
Both.
I mean...
The answer to that is yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Yes and yes. I'm just going by your website, which howardpartridge.com, which I'm assuming is accurate.
Last I checked. Yeah.
So let's do this. For the sake of the listeners, let's hear about your story, because you became an entrepreneur how long ago, and how did that come about?
It is a great story. Yes.
Well, thank you. Well, originally I'm from L.A., Lower Alabama, but don't worry, my wife doesn't laugh at my jokes either.
You got
but
me.
Actually, I grew up very poor and on welfare, actually, in Mobile, Alabama. There were seven kids crammed in a little 600-square-foot shack, and the roof on that house was so bad that every time it rained, we had to get out all the pots and pans to catch the leaks. My mother fed us on $100 a month from the welfare department.
Whew.
When I was 18, wow, a rebellious teenager, got kicked out of the house by my stepdad. I deserved it, but I had no money, and I arrived in Houston, Texas on a Greyhound bus with 25 cents in my pocket. I became a waiter, and I worked at these really high-end places where we wore a tuxedo to work, did tableside cooking, you know, Steak Diane, Bananas Foster, Cherry Jubilee, and setting stuff on fire at that age was pretty cool, let me tell you.
It's
inside, right?
I'd kind of like to try that now, actually. That's cool.
And anyway, so, you know, I always wanted to have my own business, but I only really made enough money to just pay the rent, you know, working as a waiter. I mean, I made good money, but you know, you don't save your money when you're 23. And went to New Jersey, get married to my wife, Denise Conjet Antoinette Pinella. Now that's Italian. She's from New Jersey. I'm from Alabama. This is going to be a good match, you know. And my dad buys me a pinstripe suit, you know. And my wife tells me to, Denise tells me to keep my mouth shut because I have an accent, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, speaking of Zig, you know, he had something to say about that. He said, you know, if you take an old boy from the South and you take him up North and he stays too long, he's going to come back with an accent.
It's true, yeah.
You know, he said, but if you take an old boy from the North and bring him down South and he stays long enough, he'll be talking normal.
Yeah.
So when you marry an Italian family, instead of getting wedding presents, you get cash. And we got $3,000 cash in our wedding money. And there was a friend of the family, same age as me, 23 at the time, tooling around in a little red Mercedes convertible. And I said, I want to know what that guy does. And I want to know if it's legal. Italians and all that. Yeah. So anyway, turns out he had his own business.
Nice.
I get back to Houston. And I spend the entire $3,000 that we have to our name, starting my first business out of the trunk of my car. My wife was really thrilled about that, let me tell you.
I was going to say, did you guys get into marriage counseling that day, or was it, you know, the next week?
Yeah, that took about another 20 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was after I made all the business mistakes.
Oh, okay, I got you.
So that was just the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, so for 13 long years, I worked on building that business and ended up feeling like a slave to that business. You know, I worked 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You go on vacation, you're on the cell phone talking to customers, employees back home. You always have that appointment book with you, and it just runs your life 24/7. Mm-hmm. I made decent money, but I was literally a slave to that business. And then in 1997, I learned two secrets that changed my life forever. I read a little book by Michael E. Gerber called The E-Myth Revisited. And I learned two secrets from that book. I learned, number one, that you got to have systems in your business. Michael coined the term working on the business instead of in the business, which most people have probably heard of. And so I go back to Houston and I start building systems in my business. I brought on a couple of partners and turned that little struggling business into a multi-million dollar turnkey enterprise. And about 20 years ago, I started helping other small business owners learn my simple systems. And the other thing that I realized as I began to coach other people is the second secret that I learned through that process was actually the greatest business lesson that I've ever learned. And that is that your business exists for one reason and one reason only, and that is to be a vehicle to help you achieve your life goals. And the reason that that's so important is because most entrepreneurs and business owners just serve the needs of the business every day. It's like a hungry monster. And if you don't have compelling life goals, if you don't have a vision for your personal life, then that business is just going to consume you, and it's going to have a negative impact on your life rather than the positive impact. And I like to ask small business owners, do you remember why you went into business for yourself to start with? Was it to make a lot of money, or was it really to be your own boss, to chart your own course, have a little more free time? Yeah, right. Brutal reality of most small business owners' lives. They feel like a slave to the business, very little family time. Business consumes their mind 24/7, major stress, no real freedom. They feel like they have a job instead of a business, and their day is consumed putting out brush fires. So
we've never met anybody like that, by the way.
We aren't those people at all.
I was going to ask, can anybody relate?
You know, there's that meme that's going around that, you know, so like the guy, he's kind of making fun of somebody, and they said, oh, 40 hours a week? I remember my first part-time job, too.
Yeah, exactly. Sounds about right.
Yeah.
So I learned how to build systems and understand the why of being in business. And I began teaching that to other business owners through seminars, coaching, information products, and all of that. And what do you know, I'm speaking at a conference, and Michael Gerber is on the stage there, and we become friends. And, you know, after we shared the stage at that first event, he's spoken at many of my events, and we've become great friends, and he's a great mentor to me. And so since then, you mentioned Zig Ziglar. He came and spoke at my conference, and I eventually became the exclusive small business coach for the Ziglar Corporation. Zig Ziglar's very last book, Born to Win, the very last chapter of his very last book was actually written by Tom and based on my quote and the business systems that Tom and I have developed together. And through that work together, business owners around the world have learned these simple systems to apply to their business and their life. And it's been amazing to see how these small business owners have gotten their life back by developing these simple systems in their business.
I do want to talk about those systems because I'm obviously very curious about that, but I'm also curious, when did you start working with Zig Ziglar?
Well, Zig came and spoke in, I did my first video interview with him in March of 2008.
Okay, gotcha. So this, wait, it was Tom.
Zig by then had already had his head injury.
Yeah.
And was you probably, did you have Julie on that also?
Yes.
Yeah, Julie was his daughter, and okay. she was at that time, she was helping him to not repeat himself, because he would remember a great story that's related to the one he just told. The only problem was, it was the story he just told.
Oh, you know, gosh!
Because of the head injury, he still remembered. He had his long term memory going back, you know, to childhood, but he just couldn't remember 5 seconds ago.
Well, know? I mean, I'm seeing, you know, early signs of that in Rod too. So
yeah, I
think it's
even
pretty
had
common.
A head injury, at least that I remember.
No, but hey, it was great because some amazing things came out of that. God really used that. It was amazing. Like he was at my conference. Julie's interviewing him. Tom's in the back of the room, so Tom and Julie came, and he got stuck. He would get stuck on a certain thing. Like at that particular event, he got stuck on the home court advantage and how important family is, right? And he would repeat himself, and Julie would say, Dad, you know, you already told him that. And he had this much wit still. I mean, he was still just as
he was.
And so he was like, well, yeah, but those two guys on the front row weren't listening.
That's great. Zaga. Actually, you know, Howard, since you bring that up, the book Embrace the Struggle, which they published about his head injury and related, as they, you know, because a lot of people said, hey, his career's over. He can't speak anymore because he's, you know, he's not going to remember well enough what he just said to be on point. And he, when as soon as he was physically recovered from the head injury, he was like, when do I speak again? You know, he wanted to get back out there. And so what happened as a result of them sharing the struggles that they faced was that a lot of people were really touched and impacted by Zig's story. And the Embrace the Struggle book tells a lot of those stories from people. So it's a really powerful book.
Well, I'll tell you one story that happened from that particular event, a crazy story. Guy runs out of the room, and I'm like, what's going on, you know? He's on the phone. He comes back in. He's one of our coaching members, and I said, Rob, what happened? He said, man, Zig got to me. I said, what happened? He said, well, about the sixth time he started getting on, you know, how important family is, he said, I've been dating this girl for 4 years. She wants me to marry her. I didn't think I wanted to marry her, but Zig convinced me that we got to get married. So I called her and asked her to marry me.
And called her?
Well, did she say yes? He said, yeah. So then we had this group trip planned to Costa Rica. One of his dreams, go deep sea fishing in Costa Rica. He calls me up and says, hey, can you arrange, we want to get married in Costa Rica and go on this trip with you guys. So we ended up getting a preacher in Houston, having the wedding at my conference, and then we all went as his entourage to Costa Rica on their honeymoon.
On their honeymoon.
Yeah. Oh, but here's the best part. So this was a few months later. Here's the best part. He says, hey, come down to my room. I want to show you something. He pulls out a personal letter from Zig Ziglar congratulating them on their
marriage. Wow. How cool is that?
Yeah.
That is really, really neat. That is neat. Well, I tell you what, I want to say this, since you're talking about your coaching program and the business owners that are in there. I was honored. Of course, you honored me several years ago by coming and speaking for one of our events that we held. And shortly after that, I had the opportunity to go visit one of your events in Houston. And I met, I don't know, there were probably just shy of 200 people at the event that I went to in Houston at that time. This is going back several years ago. And the vast majority of those were couples who were business owners that had been part of your coaching for a while. I know there were some people there that were new that maybe had either just joined or were considering joining. But most of the people that were there, that I met anyway, were members of the coaching programs that you've put together. And I got to tell you, Howard, I heard story after story after story from people who began to tell me about how that they are no longer in that situation that you described earlier, being a slave to their business. And they shared with me, you know, like a couple of carpet cleaners who said, you know, I got off the truck. And that's sort of that pivotal moment where they're no longer the primary person responsible for executing the work of the business. They're no longer the primary technician anymore. Mm-hmm. And now they're managing, you know, and then later they've got people managing people, you know? And so I want you to know, I was so just really moved by what I heard coming from those people. And so I can just say, having met some of those people, and I got to know some of them longer term since then, and I'm still, you know, in contact with a handful of those people, I can say that the things that you're teaching are not just great stories that you hear about from somebody on a stage. You know, they're not things that sell books. They're not things that sell CDs. I'm sure they do all of those things, but they're things that produce results. And so I just wanted to say that as a third party on, you know, kind of standing on the sidelines here. I've witnessed it in the lives of some of those people. And so I know that that's got to be an amazing, fulfilling thing for you to look out there and see, because I know you know those stories.
Oh, every single day, every day on our group calls, at our conferences, at our seminars, by email, by text, just every day we're getting those kinds of stories. It's sometimes, honestly, it's overwhelming because it creates a lot of, you know, it creates this feeling of wow, you know, there's a heavy responsibility to lead a community like this. And we are a community. But I know it's not something I'm doing. It's something that the whole community is doing. But yeah, powerful stories. And my acronym for LIFE stands for living in freedom every day. And that's what we're really about is, you know, there's no freedom in being in debt. There's no freedom in, you know, being a slave to your business. There's no freedom in having difficult relationships. There's no freedom in not having the skill that you need to lead your business. And so we teach them those simple systems that make up the business systems, the simple business systems that they need to develop so that they can get freed up. In fact, we're always after them about it. And recently we had one of our members had a heart attack, and he was still doing the technical work of his business. Now we're in over 100 different industries now. And so there's everything from doctors, lawyers, to accountants, to speakers, authors, coaches, and service companies, and, you know, that kind of stuff. And his wife said, look, you tell everybody in the community that they need to think about this, because that almost killed our business, you know, because he couldn't do the work anymore.
Wow.
You know, it happens all the time. And so it's about living in freedom every day. And the only way that you can do that, if you have a business owner, is you've got to get your business systematized and have simple systems that don't require you to be involved in every single detail.
So Howard, I know that, for our listeners, for one thing, are marketing heavy. We have a lot of marketing listeners that are in it, small business owners and small marketing teams. And I know that in your systems, you have you created marketing systems. Without giving us the conference here, what are like a primary theme that you would say that runs through your marketing systems that you teach? And I'd be interested to know if the advent of social media has changed that in any way.
Hands down, relationships. Hands down, mm-hmm. All of business and all of life is about relationships. And it's also about the experience. So what unique experience can you deliver and really relate to people? There are three E's that I teach. And so you're catching on that I could do a whole, you know, week long conference just sitting here without any notes, right? So, you know, the three E's of experience are engage, educate, entertain. And what I mean by entertain is not just something that's funny, but to serve people, to feed them, to break bread with them. So all of business
is about
relationships.
You would have said serve, but it wasn't an E.
And so social media just gives us another tool to relate to people. And unfortunately today, speaking of, you know, in the news, you guys were talking about, or at some point we were talking about the election and all of that. And what's happening in the current election is a mirror of how our society is today. So we're connected digitally more than ever before, but we're more isolated personally than ever before. And we all have this longing for belonging. We need this sort of community. And so that's what we try to incorporate into all of our marketing, is really we want to get to know you. We want you to know us. We want to have a relationship with you. And I think that online makes it a little bit harder, because a virtual community is an oxymoron. It really requires the human touch. So I really encourage small business owners, and marketers too, is don't hide behind. I know you can build some great online businesses and things like this, but the real advantage is getting out there and meeting people. What if I never met Zig Ziglar? What if I never went to Dallas and sat down and had coffee and lunch with Tom Ziglar? What if? So you leverage your social media to build powerful relationships with people who can support you. You know, I wouldn't be on this call right now today if I had not been introduced to David. And I remember clearly when, you know, we met I went to several events where he was speaking, and he came to our events, and we built a relationship, and now we stay in touch. You know, we've had some special moments together with him and his family and those kinds of things. And, you know, and that's what life is all about. And so that's my philosophy is relationship marketing. We teach people how to build relationships with powerful referral partners. That might be called affiliate marketing in the online world. But it's all about relationships.
Let's talk about that. I mean, and first of all, hugely powerful theme there of relationships. And I know that you have built a number of different systems. And maybe actually before we talk about the referral thing, I want to come back to that. But let's talk about what you mean by a system. For somebody that's never really they've never read Michael Gerber and they've not really thought about it, what does it mean to set up a system in your business?
Well, a system is basically taking something and looking at the different parts and figuring out how to the process of how it works, right? So it's a step-by-step process. So let's say, you know, you make a presentation and you find out that this opening works and then that works and then this works. And so then you just have a pattern that you use. So we've got a pattern for sales. We have a pattern for, you know, how to make a referral call. A simple system might be, for example, maintaining your database and having an email newsletter that automatically goes out. Now, somebody obviously has to set that up. Somebody has to maintain that. But so many times we don't go back and look at the pattern and see what worked and what didn't, right? So there's this process of first recognizing and paying attention to what works and what doesn't. Every event that I do, every presentation that I do, everything that I do, I go back and say, okay, what worked and what didn't work? And I keep notes on that. Like, for example, our conferences, our members are like, how do you guys have the best conference? We do a conference every quarter. How do you make every single one of them better than the previous one? Well, I go in and throughout the entire conference, hour by hour, I'm putting down, man, that really worked. That didn't work. We had a problem with this. We had a problem with that. And we just keep taking out, you know, the things that don't work. We just keep removing. I think Picasso said something like that, that perfection is not, you know, getting everything right. It's taking out the things that don't work or something like that. And that's it. And then what you have to do then is you have to assign those processes, the procedure, the checklist, all those kinds of things. You have to assign those to somebody because you cannot do all 12 functions of your business effectively yourself and grow. So that might be a VA, it might be outsourcing to a subscription-based program, it might be, you know, having someone else handle this little piece of it, it might be hiring someone, and because you can't do it all and really grow to the next level.
So this is just perhaps tangential, but it's exactly where I'm at. My other business is a podcast, and the trouble I'm having right now is the business isn't profitable enough for me to afford to bring on the people I need, yet I can't afford to not bring on the people I need so that I can focus on the things that will make more money,
right?
And focus on the big picture stuff. So I'm stuck in a rock and hard place.
Common
can I help
classic.
You? Can I help you with that?
I would love that. What do you got?
So what you have to do is you have to sit down, and one of the things that I've been studying, I just got certified in, is The One Thing by Gary Keller. It's a book that Gary Keller wrote. And
Southwest Airlines, Gary?
Hugely successful in not only building the largest residential real estate company in the world, but they consider their business to be a coaching and training business that happens to do real estate. And he looked back on his career and he found that when he had been hugely successful, he had gone small and really focused on the small things and the most important things. And he has a focusing question in that book that goes like this: what's the one thing I can do such that by doing it will make everything else either easier or even unnecessary? So what I would do if I were you is I would go back again. We're going back and looking and debriefing and saying, okay, where have I made the most money? And I'm going to invest more of my time in marketing those things that have generated sales in the past. And I'm going to focus on getting my sales up to the point where I can hire that first person or hire someone part-time or outsource or whatever. I don't recommend hiring that person and then trying to grow in it. You can do it that way, and I've done it that way, sometimes successfully, sometimes not. So we have to figure out what things are not as important or is not as urgent right now that we could put on the back burner and figure out something we could do to generate income, generate sales so that we can fund that person.
Is that right? How often do you ask yourself that question?
Every day. In fact, one of the things that you do is you have drill down to the one thing in your business, the one thing in your particular job, your role in the business, your one thing in spiritual, family, personal, in all seven areas of life.
Interesting. Interesting. That sounds like a fun book.
So, it's amazing. And as a matter of fact, since I got certified last year and really my business planning for 2016, I just sat down and asked myself that focusing question and spent a half day just really thinking through that. And because of that one question, we increased our profits by 1,000% in the first 2 months of this year.
Okay, so either you were doing a very tiny amount before that, or that's massive.
It's massive.
Wow.
Whoa.
Okay.
That's quite the testimonial for the one thing.
Wow. Yeah. We had the one thing guys in to do our keynote at our last conference, and I was sharing that with my higher level group. After they got done, they were leaving. And I was sharing that with them as they were walking out the door. And Sean, who leads up the One Thing Coaching, is just looking back through the door at me on up there on the stage with his eyes about big as saucers. I know what's going through his mind. Oh, Why didn't you share that 2 hours
exactly.
ago?
Exactly. Yeah. I'm thinking now. You said that now.
I was like, I'm only sharing this with my smallest group.
That's the teaser for the front of the episode.
It's going to get shared a little broader than that now.
I know. That's okay.
Oh, that's fun.
Because the thing is, the one thing in your business is to make money. You got to make a profit.
You do. You absolutely do.
Hey, speaking of that, you mentioned something, and I don't remember now if it was in a conversation that we had or if you posted it online or something, but you mentioned a book called Profit First.
Yes.
Thank you for that.
Have you started reading it?
Some.
I'm listening to it on Audible right now.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that a crazy book? It's awesome.
I am smacking my head over and over. About like how dumb am I?
Yeah.
Can you name one of those smacks on the head?
No, right, exactly. Exactly. So the short version is guy builds and sells a couple of businesses and thinks he is like Midas. So he's got more money than God, just ask him. I mean, he tells a story too on Audible. He keeps parting from the book and telling side stories and then getting back to the book. It's great. Yeah. Because he's the guy actually reading the book.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's fun. And so, but anyway, he comes back.
Side stories that aren't in the book?
Right. Oh. And he invests in 12 companies because he's pretty sure he is Midas.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And a year later, he's down to zero. I mean, he's got like 10 grand left, and his accountant calls him and says, hey, good news, your tax bill is only $28,000.
Oh, no.
And then he says, okay, well, how much do I owe you for the accounting work? Oh, it's $2,000. So he's like, okay, I have $8,000 now, and I owe the IRS $28,000.
Oh, shoot.
And yeah, it was definitely an oh, shoot moment. And
did he go bankrupt or no?
Well, I'm going to save that for the book. You got to that's something you got to read. That is something. Yeah.
Audible.com/dream.
So if you are listening to the show today and you want to go pick up a good Howard, are any of your books on Audible?
Yes, my first book, The Seven Secrets of a Phenomenal Life, is on Audible, but you can get the audio book for free by going to secretsofaphenomenallife.com, secretsofaphenomenallife.com. You can get it for free on audio, and the ebook, my publisher gave me permission to give that away. Yeah. I have not recorded any of my other books, and my members have been after me about that for a year.
Oh boy. All right. Well, so go get Secrets, go to secretsofaphenomenallife.com and get that. By the way, that is a great book. I bought it the day it came out. And that was the day it went to number one in Amazon in its category. Which was awesome. But
it was the number one in three categories on Amazon.
Yeah.
But I don't remember if it was all that day or if it was spread out over a couple of days. I don't remember the details of that. Howard, I'm sure you do.
I think we got one category the first day, and then the other two categories came a few days later as the tail came up.
Yeah. Well, it's a good book. I really highly recommend it. So go get that one. And that means you can use your free Audible credit to go get either Profit First or grab E-Myth Revisited.
Yes.
But if you are listening to our show today, you can go take advantage of this offer. We're pleased that Audible helps support Grow the Dream Show. And so just go to audible.com/dream. You'll get the book of your choice absolutely free. And you get a 30-day free trial of the service. And if you choose to sign up, great. If not, that's fine, too. You get to keep whatever book you choose as your free book.
Cool. Hey, can I say something about that?
Please do.
Well, first of all, I didn't know that that was the case. Otherwise, I would have said go to Audible.
Instead of
while we're on the subject, you know, really, you know, if you want to get more done and not be a slave to your business, then one of the things you need to do is figure out how to create simple systems and be more productive. So you might be reading a book, but then you download the audio. In fact, Profit First is I listened to on audio. I was on a 9-day trip to Florida. I was just driving all around the state, and I listened to two books in a week. Just, you know, driving around on that trip. And Profit First was one of them, which I have the actual book, the hard copy book, but the audio is hilarious.
Oh, isn't it?
It's awesome and very impactful, too.
Yeah, it really is. And I think it might have been, because you and I had lunch while you were here on that trip. That might have been when I heard about that book. I think you may have said something to me about it. Wow, what a fun. So thank you for that. I'm enjoying that a lot. But let's do this. Let's get back. So we talked about the idea of what a system is.
Yeah.
And of course, there's probably a system for putting systems together. I'm guessing.
Well, there is. And let me give you my actual definition of a system. A system is a group of working parts that duplicates results consistently. So think about your automobile. You go rent a car. You're expecting that, you know, first of all, it has gas in it. You put in the key, you turn the crank. You know, if you know how to drive a car, that vehicle is going to work with you because there are five different systems that are working together. And there are also five systems of every business, marketing, everything that you do to attract prospects, sales, everything that you do to convert prospects into paying customers, operations, everything you do to service your customers, clients, patients, or members. Administration, everything that you do to track the numbers and protect yourself legally, and then leadership, everything that you do to plan your business and lead your company forward, build your team and all that. And then there are five vital components of a system. If you want to systematize something, you need these five things. Number one, you need a vision, which includes your mission, values, and purpose. We call it MVP. Number two, you need an organizational chart that outlines the roles and responsibilities. Number three, you need what we call a PRD, which is a performance results description that some people erroneously call a job description. It's not a job description. It's a performance results description. Then you need procedures. These are the step-by-step that you do. This is how you, you know, make a sales call. This is how you write copy. This is how you place an ad. This is how you post on social media. This is, you know, how you track your numbers, whatever. And then you want policies that will, or guidelines to help you fulfill your vision and your values.
Excellent.
So those five things. So just think five and five. 55, arrive alive. 55.
Or I can't drive 55, whichever the case might be.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, Sammy Hagar. Flashback.
Yeah. I got it. I got it now. Thank you.
Yep. All right. So
it's locked in.
Yeah. So Howard, let's talk about referral stuff, because you have this habit when you were growing your service business in Houston. You had this really cool habit involving donuts.
Oh, I'm liking this already.
Let's talk about donuts, shall we?
Of course. Why not?
So how does that work? I mean, you now, and this is just one example of a way to do this, but you talked earlier about affiliate or referral marketing. How did you go after influencers in your space?
So once you identify your prime referral source prospects by taking a look at the people who have supported you in the past, the people who have complementary businesses. And then what you do is you just target that niche, you target that industry. And if they're local, there's a way that you can walk in the front door and simply and easily have them literally eating out of your hand in 5 minutes. Okay. So what you do is you take the secret weapon, which is Krispy Kreme donuts, chocolate, popcorn, lunch, pizza, milk and cookies,
man,
Starbucks coffee,
all of the hot buttons,
muffins, Otis Funk
muffins. I would have just gone straight to Starbucks.
It didn't even have to be expensive, right? And you walk in the front door and you tell the receptionist.
Boom, boom.
Yeah, I brought you, hi, I'm Howard with Phenomenal Products, and I brought you guys some goodies, some donuts, some chocolate, or whatever. And
I have to stop you right there, though, because you're in Houston, and you're talking about Krispy Kremes. You're not talking about Shipley's Donuts?
What?
We're not going to get on that subject, okay?
Come on now.
No. For those of us that go there. Okay,
okay, so all right.
Whatever, I don't even know the Houston airport. That doesn't
help. Hey, you got to think about the people who you're serving, not yourself.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Remember,
all right.
Zig said you can have everything in life you want if you just help enough other people
get what they want.
What they want. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Sorry, back. Aside, you take goodies in there that they're going to like.
Yeah. And that's the cool thing is after you get to know them, they tell you what they like. And guess what?
Come back.
You know, you show up with chocolate covered espresso beans from Starbucks because they said that they love those. Now you're their new best friend.
And that's in your system for how to get that business to respond.
You know what? That's the snack we need to have on this show. Chocolate covered. We'll have coffee with chocolate covered espresso beans.
Yeah, exactly. Let's say that they're not local. You get a send out cards account under me, of course. 7162 is my code. And you send them a nice greeting card with a box of brownies. And then you follow up with an email or you follow up with a phone call.
A cards account? What is that? Cards.com?
Send out cards. It's a cool system. Howard, you gotta explain it real quick because Josh has never heard of it.
Sorry.
It's a cool It's a phenomenal system.
A referral system.
Okay. You got to delegate, you got to eliminate, you got to automate. And
so you delegate your
you
brownies.
Can be liberated. Yeah, that's right. So it's a system. And so, for example, we have people set up at their birthdays and their anniversaries. Nice to meet you. New referral source. So you set up these, it's a greeting card that's sent through the mail in a white envelope. It looks handwritten. It's going to get opened every time. You can, then send along with that, gift cards, Starbucks cards, American Express, Walmart, you know, whatever, books and CDs. Two of my books are in there. The Five Secrets of a Phenomenal Business. And that is the handbook for small business today, period, end of story. Then my marketing book, Phenomenal Marketing Systems, the 14 fastest ways to the cash in any small business is in there as well. And then the secret weapon, they got phenomenal brownies, cookies, all kinds of, you know. So I'll give you a quick story of how it.
Okay,
it,
what's
I've
this
got
company?
A lot of,
if somebody
I've
wants
got
to.
A lot of food stories. By we'll, the way.
Okay, so Howard, we're going to link out to send out cards with your ID in the show notes today. How's that?
Yeah, 7162. Okay. Sendoutcards.com/7162.
Okay, there we go. That'll be in our we'll link it. So if you're listening right now, it's in our show notes. Go click it. Go sign up. It's worth it. Okay,
oh,
so
yeah.
Your story,
yeah,
Howard. Back to your story.
Send a couple of cards for free on us. Okay.
Cool.
So give you just – I've got one book that I want to write is all about just – food stories, because I got 1,000 food stories, right?
I'd read it.
So, yeah, so one of them, business and food. A guy sends me probably a $30 gift basket that has a Starbucks mug, Starbucks coffee, biscotti cookies, Starbucks everything, right? Guys obviously research me. Little note says, I was referred to you by David Fry, who is a phenomenal friend and a master internet marketer and referral marketer, a great friend of mine here in Houston. Can I have 5 minutes of your time so we can talk about how to help each other? By the way, that phrase right there is a multi-million dollar phrase, made me millions of dollars. And how we can help each other, right? If you're positioned as a consultant, you're talking to another consultant, business owner to business owner, we've got mutual respect, how we can help each other. So I didn't call him, but I did email him. I said, okay, you know, give me this feel. And because you can't just get a $30 basket with all your favorite stuff in there and not respond, right? And no. We get on the phone. We end up doing a joint venture together that for 5 years made each of us several thousand dollars a month for over 5 years. Eventually, their customer service sort of kind of started slipping, so we couldn't refer them anymore. But we had an affiliate program, and I fed people to them, and they made money, and we made money, all because of a little gift basket.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
I'm going to write a similar book, and it's going to be called Business with Booze.
There's a lot of truth to that, unfortunately. Yeah.
The problem is remembering how it all went. I'm just kidding.
No, that's funny. Okay, so once you got the door open with the donuts or the goodies or whatever it was, then these are referral sources. So you said earlier you got to figure out who your prime referral source prospects are. So these are not prospects to be customers of yours. These are prospects to refer you customers.
Mm.
And so you're going to try to court those people. You might use donuts or whatever it is to get in the door. And then what happens next? What happens when they refer you people?
Well, then you have a system, okay? And you have a simple system. You have a 5-point marketing message that you can deliver in 30 seconds to 10 minutes to an all-day presentation that you develop around the 5 things that will get people to stand in line and pay you the highest prices. Then you have 8 ways that we can help each other and 8 benefits of having a relationship with a company like ours. And we have a little report that we show them, and then we put them on the list. And one of those is a referral reward program, by the way. And we add value to them. We add value to their folks. We give them free stuff. The free trial offer is the fastest growth tool on the planet to build your list. So if you can get them to start giving out your stuff, then now you're building your list. You're building a target audience of prospects. And many times, and most often in that particular situation, is pre-qualified, pre-sold, ready to buy referrals. And in an industry that is dominated by low price advertisers, we took the opposite route, focused on the high end, and built relationships with top referral sources that ended up sending us the highest quality referrals possible. So then you have a simple system. Stay in touch.
Can we come up with a new word to say instead of system, just for the heck of it?
Nope.
Yeah.
Have you created an acronym? Like, have you created an acronym that system
Grease
stands
fire.
For?
Yeah, I've got 2 of them.
Oh no.
You are amazing. No, you are phenomenal.
That's right. That's right. And so are you, by the way. So is everybody. They just don't know it yet.
No, I know.
So, Yeah. And so
you should speak of
that. Let me throw that in there. I don't know what kind of time we got, but
it's a podcast.
Awesome. You know, so the thing is that every human being is a phenomenal product. That's the name of my company, Phenomenal Products. And every human being is a phenomenal product. They just don't know it. But if you ask them a few simple questions, you'll get them to agree. So the question is, when you look at the seven different areas of life, you know, family, relationships, financial, career, spiritual, which one of those areas are you supposed to be unsuccessful in? Which one of those areas were you created to be mediocre at? But somehow we get stuff in our head that, well, that's not me. I'm not supposed to be financially successful. What are you supposed to be in debt? You know, are you supposed to struggle? You know? And so once we get that mindset that that's who we are, you know, Zig said it, before you can have something different, you got to do something different. But before you do something different, you've got to be something different. And most people suffer from a poor self-image because of the lack of unconditional love. So I'm going to unconditionally love you by telling you and showing you how phenomenal you truly are. And then it's going to be your choice to begin to walk in that every day. So we have a follow-up system, and guess what? We're going to be back next month.
With more donuts.
Yeah. And then the next level is we do breakfast, we do lunch, and things like that. So I've got four referral marketers in my service company, and we did 68 breakfasts last year, and their goal is to do 96 this year.
And those are breakfasts at a restaurant or what?
No, we come in and actually bring breakfast and do a presentation for the referral source.
Do you still cook it?
No.
Oh, okay, because there was a time, right?
Yeah, we used to cook it. Yeah,
okay.
So out with the PowerPoint, in with the meal.
There you go. But then after you feed them, then you bring out the PowerPoint.
Well, make sure to caffeinate them first so they don't fall asleep.
Well, and give them a drink. Get them drunk.
Oh, just kidding. You relax them too. That's right.
I'm just going with your flow, man.
There we go.
And you're going with Josh's flow.
Give them a Red Bull and a gin and tonic.
Oh, Josh.
And a coffee.
Yeah, there you go. And donuts.
So Millennial Marketing 101 right here.
I got to ask, Howard, have you ever heard of the term growth hack?
Growth hack.
It's a new marketing term, and it's
all the rage at the moment.
New, yes. In air quotes.
Okay. So the classic growth hack everybody loves to reference is when Dropbox said, share your special referral code with friends, and friends that sign up get you another 5 gigabytes. Everybody wants another 5 gigabytes. Anyway, this is sounds like a kind of like a growth hack, but it's way more. Well, it's relational. So,
it's hands-on, right?
Yeah.
Which makes it deeper and longer term.
Yeah.
Well, and find...
I love that kind of stuff. If you're, you know, I mean, look at Amazon. So I was at a trade show yesterday or day before yesterday in Orlando, and a fellow consultant, I was talking to him. He recommends a book to me. And one of my productivity habits that I've adopted this year is when someone recommends a book, instead of, you know, writing it down and then trying to remember it and keeping up with the note or whatever, I just go right on my phone, go to Amazon, order the book. Well, I order the book, and what happens when you order the book?
You get an email right away that says your book is on its way.
Yes, but what else happens?
Amazon shows you
this book also bought
right.
X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
So I ended up spending $150 on books. Within 5 minutes of talking to this guy. And I have 100 books sitting here that I've already ordered that I haven't been able to read yet.
Wait, so how is this a productivity hack?
Well, because you do it now. Do it now. W. Clement Stone said, do it now, do it now, do it now, do it now. That's how my wife is so productive. I will get to those books, and guess what? When I sit down like I'm doing today and tomorrow and Monday, spending several hours on my writing and thinking and everything, all of those books by subject matter are sitting right there, and I can just pull them down and start going through them and you know, getting references and that kind of stuff.
Fantastic.
Speaking of references, the quote you referenced earlier on, and I just read it this morning, this is quite happenstantial, but I like it. I'm not sure if that was a word.
I'm going with it.
Maybe a book title.
Oh. Oh, oops. So who was it that did the David statue? Michelangelo?
Yes. Michelangelo.
Yes.
He said, I removed every piece of the statue or the block.
Every piece of the stone
that wasn't David.
The statue. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Is that where that came from? I think that's Picasso.
Yeah, I've heard different versions of that over the years, but that's exactly the same thing. It's like it was a block of whatever, and I just removed everything that wasn't the
subject.
Yep.
That's really cool. That's good stuff. All right, so people can get in touch with you where?
Well, they can't get in touch with me personally. No, just kidding. they cannot
relate to you personally.
Because we have a system.
But they can interact with a system of yours by going to...
Yeah, howardpartridge.com. And we're going to give you a free business growth package that includes a phenomenal conference video from one of our live conferences, a business assessment, and my first book on audio and in digital format, absolutely free. You're going to get emails on how to grow your business a couple times a week, and we're going to invite you to free webinars and give you free videos and things like that. We're going to give. And if you want to take the next step and get my home study course and then come to one of our events and then eventually get into coaching, so that you can live in freedom every day and you can be a borderline 11 on every area in your life, then opt in.
Yeah, absolutely. So go to howardpartridge.com. We'll link out to it, obviously, with the show notes today so you can sign up. Howard, talk about your event coming up in May is the next conference. Is that right?
Yes, our event in May is all about the experience, the unique experience that you create, market, and deliver. So how to create, market, and deliver a unique experience that will cause your prime, perfect target market to stand in line to do business with you and you only. And I've not only done that, but I have helped many other small business owners around the world to do the same, but I have a little backup with me. I have at that event my good friend Dr. Joseph A. Michelli.
Oh
PhD,
boy!
Oh,
I don't know who that is. Sorry.
Who is an international branding expert and number one New York Times best-selling author of The Starbucks Experience, The Zappos Experience, The New Gold Standard about Ritz-Carlton Hotel. Just wrote a new book about Mercedes-Benz.
Ooh.
Called Driven to Delight, Creating World-Class Customer Experience, the Mercedes-Benz Way. It's a story of how they transformed their customer experience, and he's been consulting with them behind the scenes. He will be our keynote speaker, and so, you know, hey, it's a perfect fit. Your business exists for one reason and one reason only, and that is to be a vehicle to help you achieve your life goals. So it might as well be a Mercedes, and you might as well have some Mercedes clients to go along with it.
So we're going to get a press pass to that event, and we'll
of
be
course.
Broadcasting there.
should we be the official podcast
Ooh,
for this event?
There we go.
Of course. Absolutely. Why not?
Why not?
Why not?
I mean, you know, nothing like podcasting live from an event like that.
That would be phenomenal.
That would be phenomenal.
That would be.
All right.
Phenomenal.
We should have that conversation. Okay. So, hey, this has been a lot of fun. Howard, you know, as we wind up, because we do aim at a time. It's not, we're not locked into it, obviously. But do you have anything else that you want to share as we wind up today? We know people know how to find you, howardpartridge.com, and they can sign up there. I'm sure they'll learn about the event and all that good stuff via email if they do that. What else would you like to leave people with today?
I would like to leave them with the one thing that can that will make all the difference in their success in business and in life.
All right. What is it?
Yeah.
Well, so I've had the pleasure of being mentored by John Maxwell, the number one leadership expert in the world, and I've been in his top groups. I'm in his top group this year, and I was the year before last as well. And when we had our first dinner, there's only like 12, 14 people in that group. And it started out with a little small dinner. And, you know, it's a rectangular table. There's 14 of us sitting around, and John's at the head of the table. And one of the things that he does, is he always does like a little icebreaker, and he's sitting there, you know, taking notes the whole time. He's learning and copying and swiping from everybody that he meets. That's one of his techniques, and he'll tell you that. So he asks each of us, what's the greatest life lesson that you've learned? And I want to share mine with your audience.
Oh, that's fantastic. Let's do it.
The greatest life lesson that I've ever learned is the one thing that will make all the difference in your business and in each area of your life, and each area of your business, by the way. And that is to find the people who are already doing what you want to do. They have the kind of business that you want. They have the skill that you want. They're the type of person that you want. And that goes for physical. If you need to get a health coach, I just lost 15 pounds. I'm on a new health program because I have a health coach. When it comes to marketing or finance or whatever, find the people who are already doing what it is that you want to do. And they have the character that you're looking for, the values you're looking for. You got to get a coach. You got to get the right coach. That has been the difference in my life, and it'll be the difference in your life, is find the people who can help you. And that's why I pay John Maxwell. That's why I spend time with Michael Gerber. Who are the leaders that you want to be like? Go spend time with them, pay them, serve them, support them. And get that support, that encouragement, and that accountability that you need, because the systems are just part of it. The number one reason that small businesses don't grow or do as well as they could is not because they don't know what to do, because even if they just did the things that they intended on doing, they would be much more successful. But we got so much going on. There's so many distractions, so many different things to focus on. We need a coach in each area of our life to support us, to encourage us, and most importantly, to hold us accountable. And the only thing better than finding the right coach is to find the right coaching community. And that's what we do.
Fantastic. That's a powerful lesson. I appreciate you sharing that.
Thanks, Eric. Absolutely.
Good stuff. Good
stuff.
Coaching
community. I really like that.
Yeah, you guys started. You started talking. You guys started. Yeah, I hear the little chiclets going.
Couple of keyboards. Yeah, whacking away. Right, like we can't listen to this again and take notes. No, we have to take notes right now.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, do it. Do it right now.
That's right. Hey, productivity
do it now.
Tip.
Yep.
That's
right.
Do it now. Do it now. Do it now.
That's right. Well, that's why our podcast is so much fun to watch.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a visual dream.
I'm looking at the camera.
All right. Well, listen, Howard, I am thrilled. Thank you so much, man, for being here. I appreciate you taking the time. I know our audience will love today's show.
And it was phenomenal.
Yep. And so just, you know, one more time, if you're listening, go to howardpartridge.com and get all the free goodies there. I can also attest to this. So Howard, I've not read all of your books. I read The Secrets of Phenomenal Life. But I have listened to, I have a 12, I think it's 12 CDs set from a few years ago of where you present any number of the systems that you've described today. And I have listened to that, I don't know how many times. I mean, that is some of the most powerful material. So just as a personal testimonial, if you're hearing today's show and you're thinking, you know, is this guy legit? Is he for real? Go get this stuff. Listen to it. I mean, in a download.
Seriously, while we were talking here, actually, I signed up on his page there. I just did the sign up because I just did it because he said do it.
Do it now.
Just do it now. So I just did it now. And I see the video is an hour and 47 minutes. So this isn't some cheap little chintzy, ooh, watch this 3-minute video, which is just a plug for my stuff type of video.
Right.
This is actual. If that's a plug, that's a ridiculously long plug. Clearly, there's meat in that, in
that's
that video.
That's ridiculously long plug. For like an infomercial?
Yeah, really. Yeah. An hour and 47. You're going to get some good stuff in there. I'm looking forward to watching that.
Yep.
All right. You'll be popping balloons before you know it.
That's right.
All right. Hey, Howard, thanks again, man. We appreciate you being here. And I think we'll have to have you back, especially I know that book is underway. And so we'll look forward to having you back again with us sometime. How's that?
It would be my pleasure.
Thanks for listening to the Grow the Dream Show. We invite you to subscribe and leave us a review on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app. Get connected to our growing community, add your comments, ask questions, and listen to the archives on the web at growthedream.com/show.